Blog Talk Radio.
Just two dope boys in a Cadillac. Just two dope boys in a Cadillac. Just two dope boys in a Cadillac. Just two dope boys in a Cadillac.
Yo. What's going on, people? We back up on the scene, nah, I mean. Welcome back to another edition of Life Be Life in Season 2. I'm your host, Tony D.
And I'm your host, D to the J, back in the building like I ain't never left. You heard me? So, look, Season 2, we kicking it off today. We're going to do some things this season, man. Hopefully, that's going to take us a little further than we went Season 1, bro. And it is so good to be back. Welcome back, bro. How you living?
Man, dude, God doing his thing. God did. God is.
Ain't he though. Hey, it's wild because what I'm feeling like, man, like go back about 5 years ago when the Ball brothers, you know, their dad was, he was in the media every day and everybody was accusing him of just being in folks' business and being just extra, right? And one of the phrases that he really coined, and it was in the midst of some silliness, but he was like, never lost. And, you know, we'll kind of get into some things maybe next month once everything irons out and tell folks what it is. But the crazy thing about it, man, is that really just stuck in my head because of the things that have just been ironing out and what God been doing. And just the battles that it seemed like we'd be overcoming, the challenges that come, and it just be like, I ain't tripping. And I remember thinking the other day, just, you know, it didn't even pertain to me, but I just know how God be holding us down. And I was like, man, I don't think LeVar was that crazy when he said that. You know what I'm saying? That's your confidence, whatever it is that you believe in, whether it's confidence in God, confidence in yourself, whatever. But never lost. So anyway, lifers, we thanking y'all once again for rocking with us, for tuning in. Look, Season 2, we're going to kick it off like this. It's back to the drawing board. School is getting ready to start up real, real soon. So that means we got things on the agenda. We're going to cover a few things today, man. We're going to talk about every little thing that we need to know, from back to school resources, the change of environments and different supports. The importance of having real conversations with your kids and what some of them conversations is going to look like. So I know you got some things to chime and chip in. I want you to just line it up. We ain't even going to take too long, man, before we just do what it do.
Yeah, man. So before we jump in, do what we always do. Man, can you remember, like, when you started high school, you got in high school and you was able to, like, pick out your own fit, your own clothes, you know what I'm saying? Like, that first day of school feeling, man, it was just like Christmas in September. You know, you had your stuff out, man. Like, I'm going to kill them tomorrow. You know, got fresh shoes and the jeans and the shirt, man. Like, even the book bag was crispy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I didn't really get to experience a lot. So, my first high school year was a transitional year, man. I had just moved with my dad on the West Coast. I'm away from all my family and friends. Don't know nobody. You know, we always had a roof over our head, you know, hot food, all of that. I had things, but I didn't have a lot of things. So I didn't really get that, oh, I'm finna kill them vibe until probably really my senior year. Because I was able to work that summer. That was the first time I had a job coming out of my junior year that summer. And so I basically took all my money. I set aside a certain amount to kick it while I went home in Indianapolis that summer. But I stacked all my bread. So I bought my own school shoes, my own clothes. My dad, yeah, he chipped in. But basically it was like, I know what you got going. I'm going to hold me down. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But boy, then I'm tell you what, the days I did get fresh.
Yeah,
hey, look here. Look here. Look here.
Hey, I don't care what nobody say. It wasn't nothing like that fresh, new school haircut, man. Nothing is compared. Nothing.
Yeah, I ain't had that, bro, because I was doing me.
Well, I had to go buy it. So,
you know what I'm saying?
I know what that was, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, but I'm going to tell you what, again, by senior year, probably about a month in, I was nasty with the Clippers. Like, my Clippers was better than Chris Paul and Blake Griffin, them boys. My Clippers went. You know what I'm saying? I have my own look. I did it. I did it.
So
that's what I was on.
So as we talk about back to school, man, you know, as times are still kind of rough for people, inflation and, you know, the job market, you know, is still kind of crazy. Some resources, man, and I understand, bro, that you got some resources for the people.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's a few back to school giveaways. Shout out to BJ Jefferson for just running this information to the Life Be Life page. If you don't follow us on Facebook, please, please, please like, share, tell a neighbor, tell a friend. But back to school giveaway, it is going to be at Rehoboth Christian Ministries, which is 9635 Lewis and Clark Boulevard, STL 63136. This is going to be on the 19th of August from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. So they got refreshments. They say they're going to be served. Children must be present. So parents, don't try to pull up, you know what I'm saying, and get book bags for everybody. And mama, have your kids with you so that they can lace your kid up with the best supplies, free supplies, and everything they need. And, of course, it's in an atmosphere that's going to be kid-friendly. So that's the first one. The next one that we're going to have, there is a back-to-school drive. It actually starts now for anybody that wants to give. You can donate a book bag full of supplies, and you're going to receive $5 off your haircut or receive the free Ionic foot detox session. So this is at Uppercut Barbershop, 1917 Chambers Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63136. The supplies that they're asking for, y'all, spiral notebooks, of course, composition notebooks, pencils, pens, erasers, crayons, markers, you know all the essentials. The giveaway is August 19th. It's going down. So we got some resources out there. Shout out to everybody who just sent us some things. And I guess as time gets a little closer, if we get more resources, bro, we're going to post them to the page and get the people what they want.
Yeah, for sure, man. I'm about to donate, man, so I can get that foot soap, because these dogs, boy.
Yeah. You know, it's that foot. I think the foot detox, I don't know. I think they soaking that funk out. And bro, I know we kind of changing topics just slightly, but, man, there was a commercial that used to come out a few years back that used to have me weak. So it was like a foot powder commercial, right? And their slogan was, have victory over defeat. When I say I'm weak to this day. So, yeah, go on down there, man. Get your Ionic foot detox. Let them get the funk out that thing. If the water ain't grain, then the funk is still in that thing. I don't know if that's their motto. But they need to hit me up if they want one, because I just got my lace you for free.
Hey, man, that reminds me of Dave Chappelle. Remember when you had those commercials with Red Man Funk Be Gone? We get the funk out.
Facts.
So we can stay on task here, because it's not hard for us. We'll go ahead and cut to a song really quick, man. And, you know, we try to cater our music based on the topic tonight. So y'all all remember this. We'll be right back. For life been on Blog Talk. Here we go.
Get in.
I was know what to do.
Oh, man, so we didn't all been there. I know I didn't been there. I didn't miss the bus a few times. Missing the bus is the worst.
Only on purpose.
Nah, man. I broke out in tears one day because my granny, dog, she used to swing them switches, dog, like a ninja master. You hear me?
Yeah.
So, y'all, as we're getting into school, you know, this is the first Wednesday of the month, so we got to run these birthdays real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Are y'all ready for this? All right, y'all. So a huge shout out, man, to my cousin's brother, Nick William. So his birthday is on August 10th, and I know he got stuff going down. Happy birthday, bro. Next on screen, Dub. Know who E-Dub is? Know who E-Dub is, man. August 25th. Happy birthday, E-Dub. What about you, bro? You got anybody?
I do, man. I want to give a special shout-out to Heaven, man. August 29th. August 29th, my brother Tony Gaddis' birthday, man. No longer with us, but shout-out to Heaven. We still love you. Ain't a day go by, we miss you.
All right, y'all. I don't think we got that out of the way. We're going to get down to business, so as we're talking about back to school and things, one of the things that, you know, we fail to talk about is like the mental buys. We're talking about, you know, book bags and clothes and shoes,
mm-hmm,
and haircuts. But there is a very important element that goes into that. So tonight, I do have a special guest. It's my son. He's starting high school. I really thought that this would be a very good time frame just to briefly hear it from their mouths, because I'm not gonna lie, man, we sit here on our pedestal and our high horse sometimes, and we ridicule our youth by what they're going through and not really listen to the concerns that they have. So tonight, man, I got my son here for a couple of minutes just to talk about a couple of things, to ask him a couple of questions, and let him answer it in his own words. Y'all ready?
Yes.
So, son, introduce yourself. You're going to have to speak up. Introduce yourself. Come on.
How you doing? I'm TJ. I'm 14 years old, and I'm starting my first job. All
right. So, TJ, starting off new school year, you're leaving behind middle school, leaving behind some friends, some teachers, things like that, and you're headed into high school. What is one of your biggest areas of concern? Say it again.
Making new friends.
Okay. What about goals? What goals do you have for this upcoming year?
Keep my grades up and try to stay in school. Try to stay active, stay out the bad things in life, and try to stay active in school so I can keep myself occupied.
All right. Mm. That's what we do, son. So I know that you game a lot, and I know you keep tabs, you know, keep in contact with a lot of your friends in gaming. How does it feel to maybe be kind of straying away from those friends that you kind of whether talk to every day, or, you know, not Facebook, but on the game, FaceTime, all that other good stuff? How does that feel as you're kind of starting your own path?
It depends, because if I have the strong relationship with them, it feels good. But the friends that I had a strong relationship back in school, it's like, I still want to talk to them. I was going to have conversations. It's kind of like sad to see them.
Okay. That's very well understood. So again, starting freshman year, man, and you know, freshmen always have it hard just because the upper class, especially the seniors, always give you grief. Of course, you will be there one day. What are some feelings that you have that concern your parents? I know I'm your father, but I'm not your father right this minute. This show is just to spread education. There may be something that you want to say that's on your mind that you want the world to know. So what can parents do better to prepare their kids and support their kids through school year?
I would say probably for that freshman year, keep them, like, ask them how their grades are, what teachers are going through. Sometimes they're bad teachers, or, like, teachers that pick on you. So they can, like, ask, what happened today? What happened? Is your teachers okay? Is the students okay? Do you find good friends? Just ask, check on them.
All right. Bro, I know he can't hear you with me. Do you have a question? Want me to relay over?
Yeah.
I
want to know what are some things that he wishes all parents knew about the kids, the students, that impacts them day to day? Like, what is something that, you know, because a lot of times, man, kids, they going through things, and anytime you asking them something, you know, nobody likes to talk.
You know what?
Nope.
Let me do this. Hold on. Here. You're talking straight to him now.
Bet. So, TJ, man, what is something that you wish all parents knew about other kids, your peers? Like, what do you wish we knew that you go through? Some things that y'all deal with that y'all just feel like, man, I can't tell nobody, but I wish my parents knew. Like, what are some things that you know you dealt with in the past, things that you see on TV that's upcoming? Like, what do you wish that we knew and we could speak to without you having to have that awkward conversation?
I would say that all kids are not the same, because it's like me, I got good parents, I got a good structure, I got good friends, and like, I just live a good life, but some of my friends, they grew up without no dads, they have mom issues, like family issues, and like, I just wish all parents knew that all kids are not the same, everybody grew up different, and I wish I would say like, everybody treat them the same, like, as in checking up on them, keeping them, staying on top of them with grades, not just saying, you got an F, you got to do this, do that, or you going to get out, stuff like that.
So, for the kids that, like, because you're right, everybody doesn't come from a two-parent home. Sometimes people got both parents in the crib, but the parents just not on point. Some parents just don't care about the kids the way they should. So for your friends, man, that you like, man, they don't really have the same support system I have. How do you and your peers handle that? So let's say it's you, friend number one, friend number two, and y'all got loving parents, caring parents, y'all got great parents. But then there's this other kid, and he lives with only one parent. They got to work all the time. He's not getting the love and attention and support. Like, what do y'all friends have in place that kind of helps the one in need? Like, what do y'all do?
So we would, like, keep him close, tell him what's wrong, what's right, and, like, just guide him in the direction that our parents guided us, and try to keep him on the right path. Because I know, Evan, I don't know specifically, but from what I heard, Evan, one parent can get hard.
Yeah.
So we would try to keep him close and, like, show him, like, the bond that he never had before.
And that's important, man, because I don't know if you heard at the beginning of the show, you know, your dad was talking about being fresh on the first day of school. And, like, for me, I really didn't get fresh. You know, I had nice stuff, but I didn't have a lot. So I remember, like, you know, freshman year, sophomore year, junior year, man, I had a partner, man, that really was just blessed. You know, his family just had an abundance, man. So really, for lack of better words, man, I was sharing clothes. You know what I'm saying? Like, he would hit me with this jacket, hit me with this and this, just so I could kind of keep up. Is that kind of the things that you saying? Like, yo, we gonna make you like family. Don't nobody go without. If you hungry, we got one sandwich. Like, I've had to do that before. One sandwich, we split this joint in half just so we both can eat. Like, is that what you mean when you saying, like, we gonna be here for him? We rocking out.
That's exactly what I mean. It's like, if he doesn't have nothing and we have it, why be selfish with it? We need to show him, and like, we need to show him what that bond that he never had feels like, and like, show him that everybody is not evil and people are good. He just got to surround himself with good people and move himself to the right path.
That's dope. last question I got for you, bro. Have you ever had a situation where somebody hits you with some information that they coming to you like, man, I'm not in the best space. I don't know how I'm going to make it. I don't know what I'm going to do. They just gave you some information that, you know, you like, they even talking about maybe harming themselves. Like, when you get that information, what do you do to support them, but also not lose their trust? Like, how do you get this friend help while not betraying them with this information they gave you?
I would ask the problem, see what's going on, and then like move up from there. You know, like if I would ask if I can't tell them, then like we could try to like group together and make the person feel better, so they know that they're not going through what they're going through alone. And we're there for them, and we can help them.
That's dope. Something I want you to add to that, nephew, because that's awesome what you said. Also, just check with them and just be like, yo, is it cool if I maybe they only got a mom. Hey, is it cool if I tell my mom and maybe, you know, our moms can talk and we can work this out together? Try to get an adult that you trust involved in that equation. Because while the support that y'all have is amazing and that is so needed, the resources to fix their situation is going to come from the adults, and we got to know about it so we can step in, okay?
Mm-hmm. But some parents, like, they, like, if their child try to go, like, do the most, like, why the kids don't want to go to them. But just, like, I told my mom, you know, she did was got mad at me when I'm trying to tell her.
I
can't go to nobody else.
And I think that's where we come in as parents. You know what I'm saying? So if I ran into a situation just within the last few weeks, matter of fact, you know about it because you were there. And you know how we addressed that. We addressed it by what? Circling them with love, peers, your people your age. We put love around it, right? And then we got adults on it. So behind the scenes, something that you didn't see was I partnered up with the parents. So this is the conversation. This is what happened. I don't need you to jump on little Jimmy back. This is what they feeling. And, you know, and we go through that. Now, unfortunately, every parent's not going to receive it. And I think that just comes from their past hurt. But, it takes a group effort, man. But I truly appreciate the things that you said and to be your age, and this is why we need to hear from people like you, because you in it, you in the trenches. But spot on with what you're talking about, man. So hats off to you, and I know your grades ain't even an issue. So don't come to me talking about some you know keeping your grade. That ain't even no concern.
What do you guys know? The young guys. Graduated 10% is 8th grade. And he has opportunities, you know, coming up to go and do some great things. So, son, as I get ready to let you go about your evening, I appreciate your time. Where you are right now, child,
you're breaking up, bro.
Alrighty, we back?
There we go. Yep, we good.
Appreciate it. So, son, where you are right now as a child, the pressures, the stigmas, how the world can view fashion as interpreted as like gang activity, things like that. If you can sit down with someone that you didn't know and explain kind of, you know, how you feel, where you are, what would be your thoughts?
I would say if I had got to sit down with somebody that I didn't know, I would tell them that what they were doing is, like, not what it seems. When they first get into it, they might think it, like, everything is good, but then, like, as life goes on, it's, like, not going to be the same. Everything's going to eventually either come to an end or, like, get worse, depending on what you're going to do. I would tell them that, like, I think that they should, like, either try to do better for themselves or get somebody who they think can help them do better for themselves. Doing things like this, I don't think it's, like, the best. Like, it can get worse and worse. It can, like, maybe take them up and think that, like, they got no way out. They want to, like, doing something they gonna regret doing.
Well, y'all, out of the mouth of babes, man, y'all heard it here first. Again, that is TJ, man, and I appreciate him just for his bravery tonight, man, just coming right down, because, you know, to put him on the spot, took him away from his Xbox, whoever who's up there gaming with. It is
whoever
awesome.
He losing to.
I appreciate your time this evening. So, all right, y'all. Well, what we're going to do is cut to commercial. We're going to play a song, man, and we'll be back shortly. So we'll get you in a few minutes back on the Life Be Life Man podcast.
Have you ever been in a situation and needed to be a little bit of emotional but just couldn't seem to tap in? Possibly needed to back your way out of a lie and show them that you're telling the truth by crying? Well, have no fears. Cry No More is here, made from real baby tears. The organic, all-natural substance you'll take once a day, and it'll produce tears on the spot. It'll get those tear ducts flowing. May cause side effects including internal bleeding, diarrhea, hemorrhaging of the belly button, eyelash removal, hair removal, back fat removal, toes falling off, and also bad breath. Cry No More. Real organic tears. Never be stranded.
Yo, you are now rocking with the absolute best, the Life Be Life in podcast, your host, Tony D, D to the J, every single Wednesday at 8 p.m. Central. We bring in the hottest topics. We bring in that hee-haw, that funny. We bring in a little bit of music. We giving you exactly what you know you need, so stop playing with us. Tell a neighbor, tell a friend, tell your cousin, tell your mama that her favorite comedians, the best duo since Wings and Rants, is back in the building. Dial that number 516-531-9473, blogtalkradio.com/ Life Be Life in podcast. Let's get to it.
I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and a 6-4 fall. I wish I was like 6'9" so I could get with Leo. She could she don't know me, but yo, she's really fine. You know, I see her all the time, everywhere I go, and even in my dreams, I can scheme a way to make her mine. Cause I know she's living fat. Her boyfriend's tall, and he plays ball, so how am I gonna compete with that? Cause when it comes to playing basketball, I'm always last to be picked, and in some cases, never picked it off. So I just lean up on the wall, or sit up in the bleachers with the rest of the girls who came to watch their man ball. Dag y'all, I never understood black, while the jock, she's a fly girl, and me, I get the hood rat. I tell them, scat, skittles, the Bible. Got hit with a bottle, but sit in a hospital for talking that sex. I confess it's a shame when you living in a city that's the size of a box and nobody knows your name. Glad I came to my senses, like quick, got six in my stomach. Overcome it by thoughts of me and us together, right? So when I asked out, she said I wasn't that tight. I wish I was a little bit taller, I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her.
I mean, that wasn't
a change. Man, look, I was vibing, and some of the lyrics you know, when that came out, you know, you in junior high school, whatever it was at the time.
Yep.
And you know, he's saying he can't get the good word girls, all he gets is the hood rats. And as a grown man, you hear that line and you kind of like, what was wrong with that? But anyway,
so okay, we got to talk about this, bro.
Do it.
So these side effects for the crying, how does your belly button fall off? I mean, you could be a Cabbage Patch Kid. I mean, how does your belly button fall off?
I mean, it happens, man. They do that. I think it's like the same it looks basically like somebody had a tummy tuck, I guess, or, you know, they out here getting these BBLs, you know what I'm saying? So it happens. Like I seen, me and the wife was at a
belly button lifters.
Yeah. So me and the wife, we had a little date night or whatever. So we sitting poolside at this one spot, and this chick went by, and it's evident she had a BBL. And I noticed because she had the belly button on the back of her thigh.
Oh my
her God. Belly button was on the back of her thigh, and I said, you know what I'm saying? That's a, there it is. So yeah, it's a. But I ain't gonna lie though, man. I've recently started taking Cry No More. Other than the random outbursts of laughter, headaches. Other than that, man, like it really is spot on, man. So I ain't got no complaints.
Indeed, man. So, man, if y'all are just now tuning in, once this archives, you need to go back.
They got to do it.
That young man, my son, man, but he spit some facts because as parents sometimes, you know, a lot of times we don't move with the times. We be like, oh, you know, you're not supposed to, you can't. And got to understand that it's culture for them. This is what they do. This is how they were raised. Like back with us, man, you know, rapping and things like that. You know, our parents didn't go for it. They're whistling in the house and all that other stuff. You know what I'm saying? So as we are continuing on, man, I just really, really appreciate just everybody tuning in. Wife, I'm going to bring you on the line real quick, man, just to see if you got any thoughts before we continue on. So you there?
I'm here.
What's up, lady? How are you doing today?
I'm great. How is everyone?
You're doing good. How's your evening?
Wonderful.
All righty. So, based on, you know, what we talked about a little bit in the show, give me your thoughts.
First, I want to say to my son, congratulations. You did an amazing job of public speaking. And then I want to say, parents, be in your children's corner no matter what. A lot of children go through bullying, and it starts in child care. So be there for your children. Talk to them. Encourage them. Just be attentive. Know what your children are doing. And if your child is the bully, talk to your child. See what's going on. And don't be so quick to jump on them. And then be a real parent and apologize when you're wrong. Because we are parents. We are wrong at times. So be a real parent and apologize. That's it.
Awesome. Thank you, love.
Yep, yep.
All right, y'all. So as we make our way back. So my wife, man, she's in child care. So she gets to see a lot of these young people in their younger, much younger state to where she's able to, you know, help cultivate them, start teaching them right from wrong. Start showing them, you know, what is the proper way to do things. And you know, I remember back when I was youth pastoring, you know, there was a lot of kids, man, and you know who's who. Some kids, you know, well, not some kids, all kids know what they can or cannot get away with, you know, when they're with certain adults. So sometimes, you know, you got to steer them in the right path because if you don't start teaching them at a early age, what's really going on, the right from wrong, how to orchestrate themselves. Like she said, and my son said, you don't know what's going on at home. You don't know how they're being treated. You don't know, you know, what type of examples that they have. So it's important for us, man, you know, to be there for our kids, to have that ear. Yeah, we want to discipline, but it's only a piece of the puzzle. Your child, if you give all discipline and no love, you're going to create a hard child. And you just don't know how that is going to work out later on in life, because, you know, some of those things that you think that you're giving tough love, you're setting that child up for failure. So I just really, man, I'm really grateful and thankful that I was raised the way I was raised. As growing up without a father, you know, it did affect certain aspects of my life. But here I am today, man, saying I'm here, I made it, stand strong. So let's do this, man. We're going to rock out real quick to a quick melody, and we'll be right back as we get ready to wrap this thing up. See you shortly. Listening pleasure, and you're back rocking with the best in the Midwest, Life Be Life, a podcast. Again, I'm Tony D, and D to the J is in the mix, and there you go, bro. What's cracking, man?
Man, just I told you, man, that cry no more sometimes, it just do some certain things to me, so, yeah, man, it be like that.
So, before I went to the quick melody, man, wife hopped on, said some real profound stuff as she's in, you know, daycare. And what I was getting at is that, you know, yes, as parents, we want to be the discipliner, but it cannot always be one-sided. We do have to show that love to the kids as well. And kids know who they can run over, whom they're going to push over. You know what I'm saying? Because you got one of them in your house.
A lot of them in the crib. and the thing about it is, you're absolutely right. You know, kids, they know what they can get away with and with who. And it's just real important that, you know, I've taken the standpoint, man, that, yeah, sometimes they need a pat on the behind, but they also need a pat on the head. You know, we talk about everybody likes attaboys and you did good jobs and you like reward. So we as parents can't always have that standpoint. You know, we grew up my way, the highway, because I said, and to a certain extent, yeah, that is true. It is because I said, what I started to do, what I've been doing as a parent is I try to explain the why behind this. You know what I'm saying? So if I say, don't do X, Y, Z, because this, and I make it relatable to them on how I'm not telling you no to keep you from something. I'm telling you no to, you know what I'm saying, to shield you from whatever that you don't wear, because you thinking like checkers. I'm thinking chess. I see the big picture because we're an adult. You feel me?
Yeah. So I'm going to say this, man, and I believe this goes along with the topic because it does take a village. I think it's real crazy with our boys, man. So I only have one. You have many. And
whatever.
Hold on.
Wait. Lifers. Let me pause real quick, because what I don't like that he just did there, he tried to make it seem like if he only got one child, while I'm
I have
up
one
here,
boy.
Need to, I need to enroll my house in his wife's daycare or something. That's what
boy.
He tried to flip. He has one son. Let's get this right. But he's got a multitude. He has a many.
I got four.
He adhered. Right. So don't act like you didn't know the scripture when God told you to be fruitful and multiply, because you, my boy, you took that scripture before you knew God. So let's not play with me. But say
I'm
what you're saying,
you,
man.
Mr.
But don't.
Then.
Yeah, don't. Yeah, don't do that, because.
I tell you what. I'm about to give a conversation.
What?
I identify.
Yeah, let's do that, man. You just need to move on.
So I just really think it's wild, man, how as you have come into my life and our kids' life, that they feel like that they have a support system to where when you come around, you see their eyes light up. And it's crazy because I see it as a father, like, man, you know, and sometimes you have to be careful as a man because we do not like for our kids to show other men admiration. And
that's
likewise
good.
With your kids, you know, anytime they are who you talking to when you're on the phone, you're on the phone with Tony, when Tony coming over.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes me feel good. I feel like that I really haven't, and I'm going to say this respectfully, I don't feel like I've really done nothing but be around with your kids.
Mm.
If that makes sense. But they see our relationship and how we interact and how, you know, I make sure I speak to all of them if they're in the vicinity when we're on the phone, when I come through the house. Because, you know, some parents or some grown people, they just walk right through your house and don't even speak to the people that live there.
Mm,
so
yeah.
I say this. That support system, see, it may come a day that my son will enough because he feel like, yo, I need a better way to break this to my father.
Mm-hmm.
Now having you in his life, it will, it's like we got the double guard, man. Like, I'm here.
Yeah.
And you're right behind me to where if bro ever missed the play, I got him over the top as the safety. You know what I'm saying? And just that man support system, especially for the young boys, man, because they go through things, man. You put up a post, I think it was you, or it was shared, or I may have shared it, whatever the case may be. The post was said something to the tune of, teach our young boys that their bodies is just as sacred.
Mm-hmm.
And it meant a lot because, you know, in our day, you was the man if you was running around, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
running around,
knocking them down.
Yeah, because we got mama on the phone, so. But.
Mama, no, she raised us.
Hey, I'm not going to let you do mama right now.
Mama know the Lord had to do some work on some of her kids. They had to do a great work. She know.
So.
She know. She couldn't do nothing but just throw her hands up. My mama was tired, boy. My mama was just tired. See, you know, what did he do? What now? Yeah, so, but the backtrack, before you get too far along, man. So, even you thinking that, you know, and this is for a lot of men and just mentors, whatever the case, man, a lot of times we might feel that I'm not doing enough. I'm not active like this. I'm not in servitude for somebody's kids. But understand, man, my kids is built different. And so they take a play out of my book. And for me, what that looks like is, and I've told you, there's a few people walking this earth. My sister Terry, you, my wife, to where there could be something going on in my life. I need to talk. And just me thinking about picking up that phone, calling, knowing what you going to say, knowing what my sister going to say, knowing what my wife going to say, it puts my cares at ease. So I say that to say my kids know how I rock.
Yes.
And so the sheer fact that they know, oh, my dad and Tony is thick as thieves, they understand what that means if I have you like that. And you already have a position in their life for that alone. And so if the rubber ever met the road, they already know what time it is because they daddy just don't put his cares in everybody's hands. So where one person might think, man, I you know what, man, I ain't never just took such and such out bowling. I ain't never did this and this. Like TJ said, every kid is different. Every kid is different. And so that support that some may think is lacking, the visible is what they need. And that's why my kids will be like, you know, they might spend the night at their granny's and be like, who over there, Tony? No, ain't nobody here. They just know who over there needs you. They know. So yeah, not to cut you off, man, but I just wanted to hit home on that before, you know, we took flight and it turned somewhere because you start playing again.
Nah, that'd be you, man, all day. So, parents, as we get ready to package our kids up, man, and get them to the bus stops, put them on the bus and somebody else cares, I'm going to say this because it's very important to me and it's very important to my household. And we got to pray over our kids, man. We have to pray over them. And you don't have to fall out and roll on the floor with them, you know what I'm saying? But say that for them, for their safety, man. It is so many wilds out there that is looking to distract them, looking to show them a false identity, getting them to turn away from discipline. Because if you look at a lot of the music and stuff, now everything is kind of like rebellious. Everything is so exaggerated that nobody, you know, you can't tell me what to do. I'm a boss. And the thing is that, but before you became a boss, you had a teacher, that someone that disciplines you. You had a parent or a guardian or someone that cared for you, that brought you up to bring you to the point where you are now. I just that prayer, man, getting to know your kids' teacher. Riverview hate us. Because once Pooh came through and then TJ came through, you know, we on the phone, we up there, we sending emails. Because, number one, we understand that kids are going to be kids.
Yeah.
But what you're not going to do is, number one, if the teacher was wrong, that's a discussion for us as parents. Your child needs not to see you arguing with your teacher. If it's that big of a matter, you take it to the principal. You take it to the board. The thing is, kids, man, undermine us. You think that they're playing their game or they're got in their headphones. They're listening. They're watching how you react. They're watching what you say, how you say it. And your kids know sarcasm, whether you feel like they don't or not. Mm-hmm. And when your child sees you arguing, now, yes, I'm going to protect my child, all hands down. But if I have an issue with a teacher, we're going to talk to I'm going to talk to my child. We're going to talk to the teacher. If that doesn't solve the problem, then we will take that higher to the principal, to the board. But that's one of the worst examples that you can set for your kids is defying. Say you didn't have any milk in your refrigerator. Somebody walks in your house and chastises you for not having milk. But this is your house. You're running your house as you see fit. Kind of the same thing with the teachers. That's their classroom. Not all teachers have the same teaching style. I know there's a teacher that is in Riverview Middle School that she was very, was off-putting. But her goal, regardless of what came out of her mouth, since that she may have had sometimes, her main goal was, it's not easy for our kids out here, so I'm not going to make it easy for them, myself. And we appreciate it.
I like that, but I feel you.
Yeah, we appreciated it, but your kid's track record, how does my child have all A's? And you're the only C or D. Then it's time, you know, as a parent to kind of step up. And you can do things without violence, without cursing, without clowning in school. So I just really wanted to drop that nugget, man, for people today because our kids see us undermine other adults. Then we wonder why they don't mind us. Come on, somebody.
Yeah, absolutely. Or even more than that. Not more so that they might rebel or backtalk against the parent, which a lot of times you see happening. But you're starting to see more and more as the years keep ticking, social media, Facebook posts, where a video is being leaked of an altercation between the child and the student.
And so
a situation that we had last year, and I remember, man, I had to talk to my parents about it. I already knew how I was going to address it, and my approach was different because of the scenario that I had. And so no fault to my dad, because I was just a very manipulative, sneaky child. And so I was not doing my work. However, I was fronting like I was, because every single day he was making me set time aside in the room to do homework. So what I was doing was I was taking previous homework, erasing the date, putting today's date, showing him that homework's done, and now I'm on Sega playing Bulls versus Blazers. You feel me? Okay. What happens when report card time comes? This boy got that Lolo. You know what I'm saying? I think they started calling me, y'all think they started calling me D because of my name, but I think it might have been because of them grades. But anyway, so my OG is, you know, he's my OG was, you know, a cop. He is a disciplinarian. Grades, and I'm finna get whooped. I'm getting beat down. And the lie came out so quick, and I brought to his recollection, yo, I'm doing my work. Remember. Oh, yeah, you right. Set up an appointment. This man went to that school, me and him, went into the classroom, got on this teacher head so tough. When it was all said and done, he said, Mr. Johnson, if I give your son a C-, what? He was like, yeah. So here I am sitting in the background like, ugh. And I apologize. I don't even remember the teacher's name. I can see his face. Man, I apologize. But at that point in time, it was me or you, and you know how that thing went. But so applying it to the now, this scenario happened with my 10-year-old, and this teacher was just being very disrespectful to him. He went to ask a question. The response one day was, what? You know, and it was a simple question. Went to do something. It was just very rude. And so how I handled it was, nothing was done in front of my child, but I made sure to let him know, yo, me and mama is finna go speak on your behalf. And I was very exact in saying this, because when you mess up, we on your head. When somebody wrongs you, we're coming to your defense. The same way we expect you to respect the others,
yeah,
we're going to make certain that you're protected. And then, and we handled it accordingly. So I just wanted to chime in and add that in the midst of, you know, us handling things as adults to adults, please, parents, make sure to let your kids know, I hear you. I'm going to be an advocate for you. I'm going to fight for you. Don't be no dummy, parents. Don't just believe anything your kids say. Get the truth. I've asked many a child, my oldest one in particular, the oldest boy, yo, you telling me this? Don't let me get up to the school and it's something else.
Right.
Tell me the truth right now.
I'm counting on you when I get home.
I did it.
Right. So, y'all, as we're moving on with season two, I believe we've done what we come to do tonight, man, and got some awareness out there. Good conversation, man. A couple jokes, a little laughter, man. And this is what Life Be Life is about. Tell a friend to tell a friend, man. Every Wednesday night we here. Bro, take us home, man. What final thoughts you got?
Yeah, so my final thoughts is real simple. In the midst of all of the things we've heard tonight, and we know how important our education or our children's education is, we know academically we have to keep them on pace. So let's, as parents, think about the things that would rival and challenge their academic success, okay? Now, as much as we would love to provide the things to our children, everybody's economic status is not the same. So this household or another household might be able to buy the kids the Jordans. Another one might only be in the Shacks for Walmart. This is what I want parents, because it starts with us. I see it on social media. We make things funny that really ain't funny. Making fun of people, making fun of the homeless, making fun of people less than, that are unfortunate, that don't have. Your kids see that, acknowledge that, and they push that off. And so a lot of the struggles that some of our kids are getting ready to face are solely because of somebody else's kid not being taught appropriately how to treat people, how to love people. It's one of the first things they learned in kindergarten. But you know how they unlearned it? By watching y'all. So start talking to your kids. Start talking to you because I'm telling you, you think they in the room playing the game or just doing this and that. Nope. They hear you in your bedroom on the phone talking to your friend, talking about another person that they know. Girl, tell me why her wig was on crooked. We all know her wig was on crooked. Can't nobody see the girl eyebrows. We know the wig is crooked. But be mindful of the things that you say because they're taking those same actions and attitudes to school. And I want to pose this question to why this is important. If you knew that a month from now when school started, that your child would be the one that was going to be shot and killed in a school shooting, would you have taught them prior about bullying and loving others? And I think the answer would be an absolute yes.
Yeah.
So that being the case, why would we wait? Because we're not talking to our kids. A lot of parents ain't saying, hey, how's everything going? And I ain't going to put no business out there. I'm fortunate it's not my children. But I have the ability to, or the privilege, I should say, to mentor a few extra kids for a few weeks this summer. And without going into too much detail, one of the things that was expressed to me was the level of sadness, depression, and even thoughts of suicide that this child is dealing with, and nobody knew about it. And what they told me was, I can't open up and talk to people. My parents think I sleep all day. This child told me the reason why he sleeps all day is he's trying not to face the reality of depression. Then he said, I can't even find sleep no more. So now this kid is being sleep deprived. And then he says, now I'm on my game all the time. I can hear people saying, oh, he's down on that game again, not knowing that this is how he's trying to cope and detach himself from the day-to-day. And he even said, you know, there's a point in time to where I go to school, sometimes I get bullied. Now, this kid ain't no punk. He's fighting back. He's fighting sometimes. And he's like, but I get in trouble for that too. They told me toughen up. Now I'm fighting back. I'm still getting in trouble. Bullying. Everybody's mental capacity is not the same. What it takes to fill up the glasses in your house might be different than mine because, you know, some folks like to drink, so we got them big ounces, you feel me? We got them big things. Everybody ain't like that. So from a mental standpoint, what it might take to push person one over the edge is totally different, and we don't find out about it until an unfortunate incident that we had back in October of last year, and we getting phone calls, there's a mass shooting, two people are dead, a teacher, a student. It's going all off over the city. Our kids' schools is in danger. We leaving work, we scrambling, and now we're in disarray. We don't know what to do. I'm telling y'all what to do. It starts now. Have a conversation with your kids. Talk about bullying. Also, the fact, bro, and we didn't really get a chance to dive too much into this, but FYI, parents, I want y'all to understand that, you know, bullying is deeper than just the physical. It's also cyberbullying. But
yeah,
bigger than that, there are now federal laws. And although there are no federal laws directly addressed to bullying, in some cases, bullying overlaps with discriminatory harassment when it's based on race, national origin, color, sex. That includes sexual orientation. And, you know, they have different transgender bathrooms. So while people are making these funny jokes, that's considered bullying, falls under the discriminatory harassment law. And your kid could be 14, 15, catching a case that's going to follow them forever and destroy whatever you're trying to aspire them to be. So be mindful of that when you're just worried about A's and B's. So that's what I thought, man. Love is love, flat out. Love is love, flat out, man. Love your kids. Be mindful of your kids. Stop letting YouTube raise your kids. Get involved. Have dinner at the table as a unit. Put down the lap, the iPads, the tablets, the cell phones. Talk. Talk to your kids. What's up? Know your kids. Know your kids' friends.
Yep.
Know their parents.
Habits.
Be able to, you know, be able to have, hey, they ain't came home. They say they over John John crib. Must have this stuff lined out. It takes a village, like you said, bro. We got to push this pride to the side. Can't nobody tell my kid nothing. What you talking to my kid for? That's a young mindset. When I was growing up, man, God forbid, my man, you let somebody call my mama and say they see me walking down the street acting a fool. My mama told me straight up and down, don't have company in this yard. Now, I could be outside. I don't know if y'all know what it looked like to be outside.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You on this side of the fence and your friend on that side of the fence and y'all playing catch. Y'all doing all of that. But they best not be on this side of the fence.
Ain't coming to yard.
Man, so parenting, it starts. So I'm off the soapbox, bro. I'm finna step down. You already know what it is.
Well, with you stepping down, man, we about to step out. Man, we appreciate your time. TJ, again, man, I appreciate your words of wisdom. Mama, thank you for listening in. Season 2 of Life Be Life, and man, is off to a great start. I believe our topic next week is suicide, correct?
Yes, next week's topic is suicide. It is beyond important, man.
Yeah, it's gonna be
beyond
deep,
important,
so.
And we're gonna dig deep. But I can promise y'all, somebody you know, possibly in your household, or a friend of theirs in your household, is right now suffering and thinking about taking their lives.
Yeah.
And I had the unfortunate pleasure of being around 6 different people in a matter of one day, and then a conversation that took place another. So do not miss next week.
Man.
You know we're going to be here. Bro, what is it, the same? That what is, because I don't really remember. What time we coming through next week? Tell the people what they need.
8 p.m. Central Standard Time.
And how can they reach you?
Calling the number 516-531-9473. Hit us up on Facebook, Life Be Life and Podcast, or www.blogtalkradio.com/Life Be Life and Podcast. Y'all, life gonna keep on lifing, and we're gonna continue to be here to talk about it. I'm your host, Tony D.
And I'm your host, D to the J, and you already know what it is.